Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Lamed Beis. As we start, the third parak of Maseches Zvachim. The first parak, if you remember, was all about machshavos, all about problematic machshavos, specifically shalol lishma. The second parak and the third parak really go with each other. Second parak starts off, kol hazvachim shekiblu daman, if daf tesvachim beis, we have the Mishnah, way back when. If any of the psulim are makabel adam, so the Mishnah listed off, they're all possible. That's what the second parak spoke all about the psulim. Each one of them, because kabbalas adam and on, require a kosher kohen. But third parak goes back a step. You might say, why is the third before the second, after the second? But the third parak talks about psulim that do shchita, it's kosher. The second parak started off, kabbalah ve'elach is a problem, but shchita is kosher, and here we have the source of that halacha. Says the Mishnah, kol ha-psulim she-shach all psulim that shecht, their shchita is kasher. Shaha shchita ksheira, because shchita is kasher. Bizarim, when it comes to Yisraelim, Yisrael can do the shchita. Ubinashim, and women. Women can do shchita. Uba avadim, ubitveyin, and avadim can do shchita. I'm talking about an Eved Kenani, or an Eved Ivri is a full Jew. He can do everything. So an Eved Kenani, ubitmein, and with someone who is tame. Which type of tuma are we talking about here? Which type of tuma is in a tame mace mitame? If he holds the knife with the animal. So Rashi quotes two deos. Rashi ubitmein, as we'll talk about in the Gemara as well. Number one, bitame sheretz ka'amar. Maybe he's talking about Tamei Sheretz. If somebody is Metamei Sheretz, a Sheretz is an Avatuma. And if a person becomes a Rishon Latuma because of a Sheretz, so then he does not pass on, he cannot transmit that Tuma. Or, even if he is Tamei Mace, but he uses a Kli that does not transmit the Tuma, he does not use a metal knife. But what? Kagon Shebadak Bekromish Shalkana V'Shachadba. But he took a reed. He sharpened the reed and used that for shchita. But a regular knife he would not be able to, because then he would be metami the animal with his shechting. So an isha could do it, an eved could do it, and somebody tame could do it. Tosas here discusses, what about the issue, the whole worry, as we'll see the Gemara, is that the tame person maybe shouldn't shecht because he's going to be metami the animal. But don't we have a concept called huchshar lekabel tuma? Before something becomes tamei, a fruit, a vegetable, even any type of food, and an animal is food, it has to be hukshar lekabel tuma. It has to become tamei, it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids, yad shach adam. So what about the animal? It says Tosfos ubitmein, but first begamar lachanchile shochta shebiyuk b'basar. We'll get to that. The alpha god the dam kachem eno machshir. Even though we hold that dam, though it is one of the seven liquids listed in the Mishnah in machshirin, towards the end of machshirin, the Mishnah lists off the seven liquids that have to come in contact with the item before it's able to become tamei. Even though dam kachem is not included in that, I'm sorry, yoredei chilek aleph. Thank you very much. So even though Dab Kachem is not Machshir, but Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres, the Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres, the sugi we had back in Maseches Pesachim, Chibas HaKodesh, the beloved nature of Kachem allows us to break certain regular standards and regular rules. Chibas HaKodesh, the beloved nature of Kachem. So therefore, here, one of the ways that the rules are broken is that you don't need regular Hechshel, a Kabbal Tumah, when it comes to Kachem. So therefore, here too, this animal is Hokshar, even if it didn't have one of the seven liquids touch it. Or, Tosa gives it to Kipta, or maybe you burn it through a river. Maybe you got it wet somehow beforehand. So that is you didn't bring the animal. You were in a river and your hands were wet. Thank you. And then you touched the animal. So it was tamei with one of the seven liquids with water. Okay, so these are all the people who are allowed to do the shchita. Va'afilu continues the Mishnah, b'kachi kachim. Even by kachi kachim, this is allowed. U'bilvad shelo yutmeim nogam basar. As long as the tmeim do not touch the basar, still they are allowed to do the shchita. Leficha chein poslin b'machshava. Because they are able to do the shchita, therefore they pasul b'machshava. As we discussed back on Daf Chav Vav Amebeis, only one who is in the parsha, only one who is okay doing the avoda, can have a machshava that will cause problems for the avoda. Remember, Rava said on Chafav Mebeis, "Ein machshava mo'elas el b'misha roi lavoda ubedavar haroi lavoda ubemakam haroi lavoda." That was Rava on Daf Chafav Mebeis. If you're not in it, if I'm not a kosher person, so my machshava is going to be meaningless. So that's what the Mishnah here says: Lofichach. Because these people can do the shrita, therefore their machshava passes. Hein postlin b'machshava. They can have a problematic thought, whether it's shalol lishma, whether it's pigol, whatever the case may be, their machshava can pass. The Mishnah here says that a woman can do shrita, and as we're going to see in the Gemara, Tosas points out this diuk. First Tosas in the Perek. Even lachanchila, women can shecht. The only reason it says a lashon of diavad in the Mishnah is because of the tmeim. But that Tosfos says, we did this earlier in the Masechta as well. We looked at this Tosfos. See the fifth line of Tosfos. Mikan shuva l'mashakasu be'elchaz Eretz Yisrael. This Mishnah and the Gemara goes against what it says in the Sefer called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So Rishon. What did it say there? Dinashim lo yishchatu mipnesha daitan kala. The Hilchos Eretz Yisrael quotes that women shouldn't shecht because of daitan kala. What does that mean? That means that they get more queasy. That concept means different things in different contexts. By psuli edus, but here it means that they get more queasy with the blood and they might faint. So therefore, daitan kalos. Therefore, we don't want them shechting. This is the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So who made this famous? The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning of Yeridaya, Hilchos Shechita. Who could shecht? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Hakol shochte lechatchila afilu nashim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even women could shecht. Now this is talking about chulin, not talking about kachim. But even chulin says the Rama. The yesh omrim she'ein lahaniach nashim lishchot. Some say not. They should not have women shecht. Why? That's this Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So to the minag is that women do not shecht. He quotes others, the Achronim here, quote Afilu Nashim, what the reason might be by Kachim. He quotes our Gemara, but Tosas quotes that this is the halacha, seemingly against the halachas of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Number one. Second part of Tosas is also very important. Va'od Kasav Bahen. It also says in the halachas of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Shachat v'lo birech. If somebody does shechita without making the bracha, va'arum sheshachat shechita psula. Wow, shechita Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says if you do the shechita l'chora. I didn't see it inside. I don't have a Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. But is he talking about all shechita, even by chulin? Let's at least limit it to kachim. That's what Tosas quotes it. Shechitas kachim. If you do it without making the bracha, it's pasul. V'nirshim chumras ba'alma. Sounds like it's a big chumrah, Shahaya Omer, Oso Achachem, Shakasav Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like a chumrah, because why in the world would we say that a brach is ma'akev? We never say a brach is ma'akev anything. Brachas are all drabanan. If it's daraisa, if it's benching, okay, if you didn't bench, you didn't do the mitzvah. But bracha would be ma'akev. Sosa says that seems unusual, and therefore we would say a brach is not ma'akev. Is there any source that says any time a bracha would be ma'akev? So there is a Tosfos HaRosh and Masechas Brachas, which is always quoted in this context. Tosfos HaRosh, in the context of that Tesvav Ben Aleph, Masechas Brachas, where the Gemara there is talking about the bracha of Hafrashas Trumas and Maaseres, Tosfos HaRosh there has a line that where he says, had Birchas HaMitzvah bin Deoraisa, so then the bracha would be Ma'akev. That's his line. Aval Iavi Birchas Truma Deoraisa, Mashma de Trumasa Eino Truma, de HaBracha Ma'akeves HaHafrasha. Not only, he says, would you dapi yotzi your mitzvah, but even if it's a mitzvah which achieves a status, a chalos, the chalos wouldn't be achieved. The hafrasha wouldn't be a hafrasha if the bracha had been daraisa would be ma'ake. Afagav the bracha zayin ma'akvos, haynu mishum de havyin mi derabanan. Avali havyin de oraisa ma'akvos, velo havya hafrasha. Wow. Big chiddush from the Tosfos HaRosh. He says, if birchas ha-mitzvah would be de oraisa, then they would be ma'akev the mitzvah, and they would even be ma'akev the hafrasha. That's what the Tozer Rosh says. Just add on. That's a well-known shita that's quoted many times. There's a less-known shita that we quoted a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night in Shul, which relates to this as well. And then we'll go on. But it all relates to this day in the Hilchot Eretz Yisrael. The Kasha Klover and the Eretz Tzvi, the Chuvis Eretz Tzvi, Chilik Alav Simen Tezayin. He quotes what brachas are all drabanan. How did the Rabbanan come up with this concept of brachas drabanan? Especially if you assume, like the Rambam holds, that saying Shem Hashem, even in a bracha, she'ena tzricha, is an issa daraisa. If I all of a sudden in the middle of the day say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Mineh Mizonos. I say that in the middle of nowhere. So most Rishonim say that's an issa drabanan, not a daraisa. You said something beautiful. You weren't supposed to say it, but you said something beautiful. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu. The Rambam says that's daraisa. So this is daraisa of losisa. Right, that serves a difference. Why? Because it wasn't enacted to say it this way. So ask the Kasha Klover, ask the other Achronim. According to the Rambam, how the Rabbanan make up brachos? They made up all these brachos. The Torah doesn't say you have to say brachos, but the Rabbanan say you have to say brachos. So says the Eretz Tzvi, an unbelievable Chiddush. He says, really, Birchas HaMitzvah should be Doraisa. But you know why they're Durabanan? Because they say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Once I say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, that includes Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim Nasalon HaSaraso, that is motzi me all Birchas HaMitzvah for the rest of the day. And anytime I say a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's only a mitzvah Durabanan. Why? Because I already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Lu Yitzuyer, let's say you could have a case, says the Kasha Klover, where one did not say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So then the Birchas HaMitzvah would be Daraisa. And he says, according to our Tosfos Arash, it would be ma'akev the mitzvah. What's his context there? He's talking about a case where does a bar mitzvah boy have to make Birchas HaTorah again at night after he becomes bar mitzvah? Because after all, he said bar Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and now it's Ma'ariv, and we paskin, he's a bar mitzvah boy right away, so maybe he should have to say Birchas HaTorah. And so he says, okay, he should have in mind during Avas Olam, during Ma'ariv. During Ma'ariv, he should have in mind Birchas HaTorah, because you have to be motzi. If not, so that could be a case where it could be daraisa. And it's a big chiddush, but that's what he says here in Chelek Aleph Simen Tezayin. In the Eretz Tzvi. How did I answer the question of what?
How could
Rabbanan be misakin? Really, the Torah was misakin. Really, it's a din daraisa to say Birchas HaMitzvah. It's just that we're yotzei with yeah. So if the Torah tells us to say it, then it was misukan. It wasn't misukan. It was told to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's just that we're usually yotzei with Birchas HaTorah. The Torah could be daraisa. The Rabban says that beferish. Birchas HaTorah is daraisa. The Rambam might hold of it too. He just doesn't count it as one of the 613. Right, most Achronim say that he includes it in learning. Part of learning is saying Birchas HaTorah. Okay, so that's the issue related to women shechting and whether brachas are ma'akev and what type of tumah we're talking about in the Mishnah. So now we continue. Top of the daf, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Kulon. So a couple of these lines we've had already here and there in the first two prakim. The Kulon, Shekiblu Azdam, Chutz Lizmano, and all of these psulim that are Makabal the Dam, Chutz Lizmano, the Chutzlim Komo, either right, with a Machshava Pigol, you're going to do a Chutz Lizmano, or a Machshava Psul, where you're going to do a Zrika or an Achila Chutzlim Komo. So, Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh Yachzer HaKashav Yekabel, if there's enough blood left in the neck, so then the Kasha should do Kabbalah Saddam again, because the Pasul is Pasul for doing that Avodah, but he's not Doche the Avodah. This also we discussed back on Daf Chavav. You don't say Dichui here. Once a Pasul does the Avodah, we don't say he totally ruins it, because he's not in the Parsha. Only if you're in the Parsha can you Pasul. So therefore here we don't say that it is Nifsal. Kibal HaKasha B'dasan L'Pasul. We have this also at the end of the first parak. If the Kasher does Kabbalah Saddam and then gives it back to the B'dasan L'Pasul, and if a Kasher does a Kabbalah Saddam and then he gives it to a Pasul, Yasul HaKasher, you should take it back. Take it back, gives it back to the Kasher. We discussed earlier, did he walk anywhere or not? That was discussed earlier on Daf Tezvav. Kibal B'yamino B'dasan L'Smolo, Yasul Yamino. If he did Kabbalah Saddam with his right hand and then he puts it in his left hand, he should give it back to his right hand. Tosa says, not here, Tosa's earlier, back on Daf Chavzal, it said, even though halacha you could do with your left hand, halacha is not as serious an avoda as the others, but lechachilu you try to do it with your right hand. Lechachilu, or at least to get it ready for the zrika, which is going to have to be done with your right hand. Tosa says, that's why it's a good idea to get it back into your right hand. Kibel bichli kodesh v'nasan l'klichol. If I did Kabbalah Saddam in a klisharis and then I put it into a klichol, yachzer l'kli kodesh, you got to put it back in. But it's okay, because it went straight from the animal to the klisharis. So it was niskadesh. Right? Just like we can have it a second if it falls on the floor. If it hits the kli first and then falls on the floor, that's okay. It's just if it falls on the floor first. If it went into straight into a kli chol, that would be a problem. But as long as it was a kaddish right away, one is allowed to have something in the middle. It's not a problem of a hefsek. Nishbach min hakli al ritzpa v'asaf al kasher. As we just said, if it fell onto the floor after it was in the kli, and then you gathered it up, kasher, so then it is okay. Svasemis points out that this last line that we just read is a lashon of bidyeved. If it fell on the floor, it's kosher. Earlier it said, yachs, what does it say here? Nishbach al kli al ritzpa v'asafo, yasvenu. It used the lashon of gather it up. What does it say that? So says the Svasemis, because really, lechatchila, the best thing to do in this case is to get some more blood from the neck. If there's any more blood left to the animal, dama nefesh, not dam tamsis, but if there's any dam nefesh left in the neck, that would be better. Bid the yevet. If you don't have that, then you can gather it from the floor. And it's kosher. But that's why you have the little switch in lashon of this line, which is the lashon of bid the yevet, and earlier it says, yachzer akasher v'yakabel, why that is a lashon of lachanchila. It's a pickup of the svasemis. Viter, nesanu al gabe akevesh, if the Kohen puts the zrika, he does the zrika in the wrong spot, he puts it on the ramp, shelo keneged ha-yesod, or in a place where there is no yesod on the bottom of the mizbeach for the blood to run down to, and there's no base, nasan es anitan lamata lamalon, vesan anitan lamalon lamaton, or if I take blood that's supposed to be put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, below the red line, below the chuta sikra, and I put it above, or it's supposed to be above, and I put it below, right? All chatos are above. Olos, asham, shlamim, they're all below. Birds, they switch, right? Birds, olos are above, and chatos are below. So if any of the bloods, I'm supposed to be in one place, to do it in the other place. Vesaditanan bifnim bachutz, or I take blood that's supposed to be sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, or on the paroches, and I put it bachutz, I put it on the outer mizbeach. Vesaditanan bachutz bifnim, or I take something that's supposed to be on the outer mizbeach, and I put it on the inner mizbeach, if I do any of those, which, by the way, passels the dam. We had that earlier, that if you bring dam that's not supposed to be outside, you bring it bifnim, that passels the dam. So in all those cases, though, I didn't ruin the karbam. And yish dam hanefesh, yachzer akashav yekabel, if there's still dam in the neck, that is dam hanefesh, that's blood from that goes out when the animal dies, not afterwards or earlier, so then the kasher could come and be makabel the dam. If you remember, we had earlier this Mishnah quoted on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. We asked, this Mishnah sounds exactly like the Mishnah there, Daf Chav Vav, but the last words are different. Right? The Mishnah there spoke about also, if you do the Zrikas in a wrong spot, the Mishnah there ended off with Pussel. It's a Pussel. Here it ends off with Yachzer, if the Yish Dama Nefesh, Yachzer HaKashvi HaKabal. So the Gemara there discussed how to answer the steer between these Mishnahs. Why does one Mishnah say it's Pussel, and one Mishnah tells you what to do? So we had a discussion there. Maybe there's none left. Maybe there was talking about where a puzzle person did the first one. That was the sugya of shalobim komo kim komo dami or not. That was the sugya there, but that related to this Mishnah. Reb Chaim asks in Psulei Hamadashin, why do you have to go get more? Let's say you did the zrik in the wrong spot. Why do you have to go back to the neck of the animal? Why can't you just use blood that's left in the kli? Right, you did Kabbalah Saddam. Why could you use that blood? Why do you have to go back to the neck of the animals? It's probably not so easy to get more Dama Nefesh out of the neck of the animal. Just go to the Kli. Probably didn't use all the blood in the Kli. After all, it wasn't a good Zrika. So Reb Chaim comes up with a Chiddush and says, there's two concepts. There's something called Shirayim, that what we call Shvicha Shirayim, that you pour the leftover blood onto the Yesod of the Mizbeach. Shvicha Shirayim, that mitzvah, it's not an avodah that's ma'akeves, but that mitzvah is created only after a Zrika Kshera. Once I have a perfect Zrika, that creates a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, that's the pour onto the Yesod of the Mizbeach. But there is also an idea of, even if I do a Puzzle Zrika, I don't do it a proper Zrika, the blood that's left in the Kli is somewhat tainted. Bidyeved, you might be able to use it, but it's somewhat tainted, and therefore it's best to go back to the neck of the animal. Because Reb Chaim is stuck here, because here you didn't do a good Zrika. And yet the Mishnah says, don't use what's left in the Kli, go back to the neck of the animal. So Reb Chaim says it must be that even without a Zrika Kshera, the semi-concept of Shirayim is created. That's Reb Chaim's Chiddush. The Chilak din Shirayim in din Dichui. The Shirayim ikar dinam hu da zrika hi sha'os es adama nesha Shirayim. V'chal ala chefsa shem Shirayim. The blood could be nidche, even though it doesn't get the status of shirayim. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. That's in Perek Yudal and Alach Habez of Psulei HaMakdashin. And therefore, it says Reb Chaim, maybe that's why. That's why here we say that the blood that's left in the kli should not be used, even though there was not a proper zrika done. Still best to use the blood in the neck. Still, is that a halacha likuva? I don't know. It's yesh dama nefesh yachzor. What if there is no dama nefesh? So Bish doesn't give a choice. Can you use what's left over in the pli? According to Reb Chaim, maybe not. It's nidche. It's not shirayim, but it's still nidche, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it. Okay, says the Gemara. Shachtu, the evidence lechadchila lo. The Mishnah used the lashon of shachtu. All psulin that shechted their shchitas kshera. Sounds like it's only a halacha, a language of bidieved. Lechadchila, these people should not shecht. Only a pasul. But the Eved, if they did, it's okay. V'raminu, but there's a problem, because the Gemara says in Yuma, v'shachat shchita bizar k'shera. We know there's a sugi, we have to have a Tuesday night shiur on this. By the way, this Tuesday night shiur this week is going to be on a Monday night. Hashem, tomorrow night we're going to have a shiur. I'm not exactly sure of the topic yet. Either Big Day Kahuna Part 2. We might do Big Day, that's what we're probably going to do. Big Day Kahuna Part 2. You don't have to be a Part 1 to be a Part 2. Big Day Kahuna Part 2. Or we might do Shechita, because this is where it comes up. So Shechita, for the Gemara says, Shechita is L'chadchila, okay. V'shachat Shechita Bizar K'shera. Shah Shechita K'shera Bizarim U'B'Nashim U'B'Avadim U'B'Tvema Filu B'Kachi Kachim. Right? Even Kachi Kachim, which you might say has a higher standard, still one is allowed to do shechita, and included on the list are these psulim. So it sounds like it is lechadchila. Oh, einu ela b'kohanim. What do we say? No. Or should we say no? That is all a lashon of bidieved. This is a major sugya. We're going to have in the Gemara here that it's going to be a lashon of lechadchila, but there are many Gemaras and Mishnayis even that talk about shechita, whether it is lechadchila with a kohen. Right, it's bet, it's an avoda. Or do we say, no, l'chadchila with the owner, it's the only thing the owner can do, so you might as well let him do it. So there are sources, l'kan l'kan. Right, the Mishnah in Yuma says that they had lotteries every day. Right, who does what avoda? So what was the first lottery? After Trumat Hadesha, but what was the first lottery of the avoda? Shechita. Who does the shechita of the Karban Tamid? What do you mean the shechita? What do you need a lottery for? Which Kohen does it? Let an owner, let a Yisrael do it. Ah. So some Rishonim say, shechita, l'chadchila, it should be done by a Kohen. Some say maybe that's different. It's a carbon tamid, a shechita's carbon rabim, but carbon tzibur. Either way, there are many sources related to that sugya. Hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss it at length. But the Gemara here says, so the Bryce over there says, shechita's kher bizar can be done by a non-male Kohen. So isn't that a lashon of l'chadchila? Or do we say, no, it's b'di'evan, and l'chadchila should be done by a Kohen. Amart. So what do you say? V'chimi ayin basa. Where do you get it from? Michlal Shenamar, because it says V'ata uvanecha itcha tishmeru eskehun aschem l'chol dvarim izbeach, because it says to the Levim, you and your sons Aaron, or to the Kohanim, should guard the kahuna, all things related to the mizbeach. Yochol af b'shchita. You might think this even includes shechita, that the Kohanim's job is to make sure that Yisraelim, Zarim, anyone does not come close to do the shechita. Tamil Omar, that's what the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, v'shachat es ben abakar lefnei Hashem, v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim, as it says on the side. The Pasuk says explicitly, v'shachat, without saying a subject, he shall shecht, and then the next phrase is v'hikrivu, which we learn to mean Kabbalah, b'nei Aharon. Kohanim should do the Kabbalah. So it didn't say that in the, subject in the first phrase of the Pasuk. So that's why we learn from there only mi Kabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. From Kabbalah and on, it is the mitzvah of the kahuna. Interesting, it says mi Kabbalah ve'elach. Why doesn't it just say, just shechita is allowed? Mi Kabbalah ve'elach is the whole rest of the process. From step two and on, it's a mitzvah kahuna, limeid ala shechita shekshir b'chaladab. So you learn that shechita is kasher b'chaladab, even L'chadchila. Even L'chadchila, see on the side, it says, Brachas Laman Aleph Mabez. So again, we'll see there, we'll discuss in the Shechita Shir, some Achronim suggest, that Eli and Shmuel were having a machlokas about this. Right? In Tanakh. About whether it's Shechita K'sher Bizar, or Zar L'chadchila, or you should have a Kohen L'chadchila. So you'll look at that Gemara later on, in Brachas Laman Aleph and the Rishash. there. But anyway, says the Gemara here, it's a Iva Lachachila Azar Zlat Hashach. Hu Adida Fila Lachachila Nami. So why in our Mishnah does it use a language of Bidiyaved? Omishum to Kaboy La Misna Temeyim to Lachachila Lo Gzera Shemayigu Babasar. Because it also on this list are Temeyim. And Temeyim Lachachila we say should not Shech because they might come touch the meat. Even though Rashi quotes the cases where you don't have to be worried about it. Maybe you're using something that is not makabel tuma. He's using a reed. He's not using a knife. Maybe he was only tamei sheretz. But still, lachatchila, we don't get into these issues of tuma because we don't want the meat to become tamei. So tana sheshachtu. That's why it says the lashon of b'diavad only because of the tamei. But all the other ones on the list, Azar, in Isha, in Eved, all those people can shecht even lachatchila. That's what comes out of this Gemara in the beginning of the third parak in Meseches Zvach. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, V'tamei di'eved shaper dami. Can a tamei really do the avoda b'di'eved? Do the shchita b'di'eved? By the way, this sugya touches on it, but there is a sugya of Rashi quoted before. What's the case that a tamei cannot do the avoda if you used a reed? What if you used a metal knife? What is a metal knife? What was the problem? So let's say a person has tamei mace. A person has mace, so then he'll make the knife a Rishon, let's say, and the animal will become a sheni. Even if the knife would be a sheni, or even if the knife would be a shlishi. Remember, because tuma is most connected to kachin. People can only become rishons. Food can even become shenis. Shruma can even become a shlishi, and kachim can become a ravi. So that's why we have very high standards and a lot of worries when it comes to tumah, when it comes to kachim, because it's the most vulnerable item in halacha to tumah is kachim, so we're very careful. Why do I say that maybe it's a sheni, maybe it's a shlishi? Because there is a concept learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Chukas called Cherev Hari Hukachalol. Just come up in the past, and that is, there's a concept that even though usually Tumah is transmitted down, an Av touches something and makes it a Rishon, a Sheni, L'Shlishi, there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. Not too many, a couple of exceptions to the rule. Mishkav Azav, if a Zav or a Zava sits on something, then that item he sits on is also an Av. Or she. So that's also an Av. That's one exception to the rule. Another exception is a dead body, or somebody who touched a dead body, touch a metal kli. Right? Or other types of kelim, machlokas, but at least a metal kli. If there's a knife, somebody, rachmanal aslan, got speared. So that knife is an avi avos hatuma. That's the status of the dead body. That's called cherev hariyuk chalol. The cherev is like a chalol is a corpse. So cherev hariyuk chalol. So that's another exception to the rule of truma going down. But that also relates to this gemara because that's another rule. Rashi says even somebody who's tamei mace cannot use a knife because that knife might have the same status as he does. Cherev hariyuk chalol. The Ramban there in Parshas Chukas discusses it at length, all the different dinim related to it. But that's another reason why we won't let a tamei person shech lachatchila, because number one, tumah, we have very high standards when it comes to kachim, because even revi'is, it's the most vulnerable. And number two, when it comes to using kalim, you have the other tzad that tumah is very stringent, cherev hariyuk chalol, and therefore one has to be extra worried. Okay, so v'tabi di'evet shaper dami, so a tamei, a person can shech b'di'evet, v'raminu, but don't we learn how is a tell me, person, going to do it? We have a hekesh v'samach v'shachat. We have a hekesh between smicha and shchita. Smicha is done right before shechting. I lean on the animal and I am misvade on the animal. That's smicha. We're going to get to more details of smicha coming up. V'shachat and then shech. So we compare the two. V'samach v'shachat. Mas smicha b'tahorim, mas shchita b'tahorim. Just like smicha is only done with tahor because a tummy person cannot do smicha. Right, he can't come into the Azara, as we'll see. So Afshchita b'tahorim. So the Shchita should all be with tahorim. So how can you say that a tummy person gets shecht? We have this drasha that says not. The Gemara says midra banan. No, that is only it's an asmachta. Asmachta, like a chila that he shouldn't shecht. But b'di'eved, he would be able to shecht. Let's do a little bit more, then we'll talk more about smicha. Maishna smicha dechsiv l'afrei Hashem. What's the difference between smicha and shchita? What do we say? That shchita l'chadchila, that's what a person cannot do, but the evidence he can do. What about smicha? Why is smicha different? He's totally excluded. Maishna smicha dechsiv l'afrei Hashem. Smicha, it says, v'samach l'afrei Hashem. Shchita nami aksiv l'afrei Hashem. So shchita also says l'afrei Hashem. So what's the difference between smicha and shchita? Why should it have different halachos? So the Gemara says, no. Efter da'ovid, sakana rucha v'shachit. A tummy person doesn't have to come into the Azara to do the Avodah. He gets to do Shechita. He can stand outside the gates of Nicanor, and he can take a long knife and shecht. So therefore, that's why we're already worried by Tomei, but the Eved will let him do it, because he can stand outside. He's not coming into the Azara. So Smicha Nami, after the Ma'al Yadav Yisamech. What do you mean? What about Smicha? Smicha also, he can stand outside, and he can stick his hands in, and do Smicha, without coming into the Azara. Says the Gemara, no, he can't do that. Kesavar, this Shita holds, Bia b'miksas, Shma Bia. Even a little bit of going into the Azara is a problem, Bia b'miksas, and therefore, we won't let him do that. But when by the knife, he's not in at all. Only the knife is going in. But when it's smicha, you got to put your hands in. And therefore, we won't allow him to do it. This is a sugya. We're not going to get into it now, but just to keep in mind, the sugya biya b'miksa shma biya is the sugya of those poskim who say that one should not stick fitzlach into the kotel, one should not related issues, assuming that within the kotel walls there's kedushas harabayas, assuming that, which is an assumption, because you might say the kedusha only starts after the wall. Who says it's within the wall? But assuming that the kedusha there is within the wall, there's harabayas, and assuming that I'm Tommy Mace and Tomazava, I didn't go to the mikvah before I went to the kotel. Whoever, all the shitas that say that you go up at Harabais, they go to the mikvah beforehand, they don't take anything extra that they have to take, because even though Tommy Mace is allowed to go there, other Tomas are not allowed to go there. Tomaziva, Tomas and Shiyosa, love me gufo. So let's say if I'm at the kotel and I did not go to the mikvah beforehand, I stick my finger in to stick a kvittel in, that's Bia b'miksas. My whole body's not in there. It's a little finger of mine that in there. So if I assume there's kedusha inside, and if I assume bia b'miksas shma bia, so then it could be a problem. The Shulchan Aruch talk about these halachas, right? So it's not so clear, right? There's no hilchos kachim in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? I got to look to try to find where he talks about it. But that is the sugya related to bia b'miksas. Okay, so that's why smicha is more of a problem than shchita. Rav Chisda Masiyef. Rav Chisda has the opposite hekesh. V'samach v'shachat. Ma shchita, he starts off with shchita. Ma shchita b'tahorim, maf smicha b'tahorim. Just like shchita is done with tahars, but only with chachila, smicha b'tahorim. So ma'ishna shchita t'chsev l'rei Hashem. Why is there, would there be any differences there between shchita and smicha? Just like shchita, it says l'rei Hashem, smicha nami. Ksiv l'fnei Hashem. Smicha also says l'fnei Hashem. So what do you have to learn? What do you have to have a hekesh for anyway? You have to learn smicha from shchita? What do you need that for? Just learn smicha by itself. It says l'fnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, no. Efshar d'ma'ayo yadi v'samich. No. It could be that you could just stick your hands in and do smicha. And therefore, you might say it's allowed if you wouldn't have the drusha compared to the shchita to pasul it. And this opinion is holding bia b'miksas lo shema bia. And that's why we're suggesting this, and that could be okay. So the Gemara says, Shchita nami after the avakit sakana ruka b'shachet. What do you mean? Shchita also, you could have a long knife. So again, why should you need a limud to pasul smicha, learning it from shchita? It says there shouldn't be any difference. It says l'fnei Hashem by it, and you can do it from the outside anyway.
How can I do smicha on the animal if he's tummy?
So let's say he's not going to, we're going to get to it tomorrow, but b'chol kocho. So let's say you're just going to put your hands above the animal. Without being matame it.
Without touching it.
We're going to get to that. So, Hamani, Rav Shimon HaTimni hi. So maybe this is Shimon HaTimni Shita. Titania. Vishay is a special limud that a tummy is excluded. Vishachat has been a bakar lefnei Hashem. Vilo ha-shochet lefnei Hashem. The Tanakhama says, you have to shech the ben abakar, and the shochet does not have to be lefnei Hashem. As we mentioned, he could stand anywhere, even outside the Azara, and check with a long knife. Shimon HaTimni Omer, no. Minai she yihiyu yadav shel shochet lefnim min hanishchat. How do we know that the shochet has to be more inner, closer in the Azara, more in the Azara than the animal. Tamalomar v'shochet es ben abakar lefnei Hashem, shochet es ben abakar yehei lefnei Hashem. It's a special drasha that the shochet has to be in there. So lomaskana, we have a couple of opinions in the Gemara, why a tame person should not do, cannot do smicha, either because, what, he's going to stick his hands in, bia b'miksa sishma bia, and therefore he can't do that, or you learn it out from the comparison to shchita. And along with the connection to Shemina Timni says shchita's got to be inside, so smicha also got to be inside, and that's why a tame person cannot do it. What do we say when we do smicha? So the Rambam quotes, usually when it's a karban that is ba'al chait, then you know what to say. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, the end of Perek Gimel. If keitzat somech, what do you do? Imai yekarbon kashi kachim, he says it in the Safon, kashi kalim, and he says, umeniach shtei yadav bein shtei karnav, umisvade al chatas avon chatas, v'al asham avon asham, v'al ola, what about ola? Misvade avon asei v'al los asei shenitik lasei. We learned back in the first Perek, in the Davav area, that even an ola is brought for certain aseis, and then the Rambam says, what do you say? Chatasi avisi pashati vasisi kafakach v'chazati b'tshuva lefanecha v'zu kaparasi. The Achronim discuss, how does this Rambam connect to what he says in Hilchos Shuva, where he talks about three parts of Vidu? Here he doesn't mention all three parts. So you gotta learn Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos with Hilchos Shuva. Hoya hakarben shlamim. What about a shlamim? That's not brought for any chait. So what do? Somech b'chol makom sheyirtze min ha'azar b'makom shchita v'yireli. Says the Rambam, and you know what I think? V'yir Ali, she'eno mizvada al ha'shlamim. You're not mizvada. Of course you're not mizvada. Don't put mizvada on. Eino mizvada al ha'shlamim, aval omer divrei shevach. That's the Rambam. The smicha of ha'shlamim, you praise Hashem. Hashem, you're awesome. Doesn't say what to say. You don't can't do, usually smicha is accompanied by vidu. That's the words that you say. But here you don't know, so you just do shevach. Right, so the Radvaz asked the question. Ikal meida, give it the inshlam and bama chay pshita ma'izvade. What's the havamina? What's the havamina? You might say like what Eov says. Ulai chatu bani. Nobody's perfect. Hashem, I have no idea. But you know what? I probably did something wrong. So that's what I'm being misvada on the shlamim. No, kamash malan dein tzarach lezvados ela omer divrei shevach. That's what he says. Halava. Fine. Okay. That's why it's not like an Asham Talui where you're misvada on a maybe, but that's what the Rambam says. The end of Paragimel, Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, you're misvada with Divrei, you don't say Vidui, it's Divrei Shevach, which itself might be a type of Vidui. Interesting. Okay, Viter. According to Rav Chisda, the Braisa argues with our Mishnah, correct, that the Shochet has to be inside. Shochet has to be inside.
Well, the
because our Mishnah says b'diavad a tame can do it. A tame can't be inside. A tame can check with a sock and arucha. But right, because if it's based on Shemina Timni argues with our Mishnah. Shemina Timni says that he has to be inside. Okay. Amar Ula. Amar Eish Lakish. Tame sheheches yadu lefnim loke. A tame person that stuck his hands inside the azara, he gets malchus. Shneimar bechal kodesh lo siga v'al mikdash lo savo. Right, the end of the pasuk. Right, we compare. Don't touch the mikdash and don't go in. Makish biel negia manegia b'miksa shma negia abia b'miksa shma bia. Right, so we compare. Just sticking one's hand into the base of into the azara is considered a knisa la azara, and therefore one would get malchus for that. Esver Voshia Leula asks Rav Voshia to Ula, who says that you're going to get malchus here. Mitzora shachal shvidi sholiyos be'erev Pesach. We know Mitzora is tameh for 7 days. He goes to the mikvah on the 8th day in the morning. He brings his karbanos. What if his 8th day falls out on erev Pesach? So until he brings his karbanos, he is tameh. Are you allowed to shech the karban Pesach on his behalf because he's going to be tar by the time 9 comes? So you're allowed to do that. So mitzora shechal shvidi sholiyos be'erev Pesach, but oyvei v'ra carry bo bayom. He thought he was out of the woods, but he saw carry that day. Became a bal carry, so therefore he becomes a tful yom. So he's going to be tar again. He's going to go to the mikveh. He's going to be tar that night. But vitaval, and he went to the mikveh. So what's the halacha? He was mitzora, and he's on his 8th day. Then he became a bal carry. So says The Brisa, Amru Chachamim, Af Alpi Shein Tzvul Yom Acher Nechnas, even though a Tzvul Yom is generally not allowed inside the Azara. A Tzvul Yom is an example of somebody who has Tuma Sheyotza Migufo, he's not allowed into the Azara, and therefore, would we allow him to do it here? Usually a Tzvul Yom doesn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Tzvul Yom a Balkari doesn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. He just goes to the Mikvah. But here the problem is he's a Mitzora. In order to finish his Tara process, he's gonna have to go into the Beis HaMikdash to get sprinkled on. So would we allow him to do it? Yes. Even though another Tzvul Yom we will not. This Tzvul Yom, we would allow him to go in. Because, you know what? Mutav sheyavo asei sheyesh bokares, v'yitcha asei shein bokares. The asei of Karban Pesach, which is staring at you in the face, and if you don't do it, you're chayav kares, so that is allowed to push aside the iser asei of a Tzvul Yom going into the Azara, we push that aside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Dvar Torah Filu Asein Bo. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bidaraisa, there isn't even an asay for this Tful Yom." Shneimar Vayamod Yehoshafat Bekal Yehuda Yerushalayim BeBeis Hashem Lefnei Chatzar Chadasha. Yehoshafat stood in the new yard of the Beis Hamikdash. My Chatzar Chadasha. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shechitshu BaDvarim. They were mechadish. They made new laws in that yard. The Amar and they said Tful Yom Al Yikaris Lamachan Leviyah. Tzvul Yom cannot go into Machane Leviyah, meaning it's a Din Rabbanan, that a Tzvul Yom cannot go in. Right? Machane the Azara is Machane Leviyah. So, says the Gemara, V'i Amrit Bia B'miksa Shma. So that's the whole Braisa. About Mitzora, Tzvul Yom, we allow it in. So now we ask the Kasha. V'i Amrit Bia B'miksa Shma Bia. And if we say a partial entrance is like a complete entrance, like if you stick your hand in, Heichi ma'ayol yade bibahonos. How would we allow a mitzora to go in? Why? Because idi ve'idi asei sheish bo karesu. So the Gemara, we were mistaken. The asei, a Tzvul Yom going into the Azara gets kares. That's not just like going into Harabayis outside. It's going into the Azara. Right? I misspoke on purpose because that was the Gemara's assumption. But says the Gemara, really that's also an asei sheish bo karis. So why should one possibly the other? So why would we allow this Mitzora who became a Tful Yom, who became a Balkari, why would we allow him to go stick his fingers into the Azara? That's all what he has to stick in. So Gemara says, Amalei, mitunach, from your bundle. Meaning from your brisa that you just quoted, I'll tell you, it's a special case. Why? Shiny Mitzora, that case is different. Ho'al v'hutel et saraso, hutel et kiruyo. We know in general that saras is a more chomer type of tumma than Balkari. So if we know that the Torah allows a Mitzora on this day to stick his fingers in, even though it's more chomer than Balkari, so we'll allow Balkari too, even though regular Balkari we would not allow, but this person has a greater heter on him, so therefore we allow him to go into to do this, even though other Balkaris we would not. So don't ask me any kashas from other cases of Bia B'miksa Slav Shema Bia. Tosas and Yevamis has a fascinating 2 days. Tosas asks, and Daf Zayinim Abayz over there, 1 second, we allow Mitzora in because you know, it's allowed and we want him to become Tar, so why don't we just allow the Mitzora to go all the way in? Why only the fingers? If Yod B'Bia B'miksa Shema Bia, a little going in is like all going in, and therefore it's as if he went in anyway, but he's allowed to, so why don't we just let him go in the whole way? Tosas Kasha, Yevamis Zayinim Abayz. Tosas there has 2 days. Number one, v'yesh lomar, imke kulonami lishteri. V'yesh lomar, number one, delonicha sheyitche bias kulo, dechsiv behedya. V'yala mikdash lo savo. Avo bia b'miksas lo ksiv behedya, ame akesha karmala. Tosfos, answer number one, you're right. We should allow it, but we'd rather not go against something specifically in the Torah. Explicit. The Torah says don't go into the Azara. So we're going to allow him to go into the Azara? You're right, he would be allowed to, but we'd rather not go against something specifically, explicitly in the Torah. Number one. Second day, the Oye Shlomar, since we could get away with fingers, we're not going to allow anything more than fingers. Since you could get away with the Bahonos, Kiva de Efshar al Yedebia Mixas, im Yikonis Kulo, Chayiv. Just like if somebody, we learned in Masechta Shavua, somebody's inside the Azara and he becomes Tamei, if he goes straight out, no problem. If he takes the long way out, problem. Even though he's already in there. So what's Tosa's second day? No. Even if you say Biba Mixa Shma Bia, but if you do more than you have to, so then it's a problem. Says Rabbi Chanan, what are these 2 days arguing about? Kovetz Haaretz over there in Yavamis and Simin Yud. In Simin Yud, I think this is in Simin Yutes. What is the Yutes Aleph? Let me just find it. I just sneezed, so I lost my place. What are they arguing about? What does it mean when we say bia b'mikzah shma bia? Do we say for any halacha that you need bia, this counts, or do we say it's as if you went in? Bia b'mikzah shma bia, or bia b'mikzah ki'ilu nechnas kulo. That's the 2 days of Tosfos here. Is it as if you went in totally? Then you could go in. That's the first day of Tosfos. Then you might as well go in the whole thing. There's no difference. We don't want you to go against something explicit in the Torah. But if you say no, it means you're right. It's considered a bia regarding certain halachas. But it's not like you went in totally. So then there could still be differences in halacha. Then he brings other deis as well. He says the same issue comes up by mixas hayom kakulo. Do you say it's as if it was the whole day, mixas hayom kakulo? Or do you say no, it's only part of the day, but part of the day is enough for whatever you need. Right, so that's the mixas hayom kakulo on the last day of Avelus. Mixas hayom kakulo in the morning. Is it as if you sat shiva the whole day? Or no, you only need to sit shiva for a little bit. You don't need the whole day. So that comes up. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Mishnah Kekulo at the beginning of tomorrow's shir, but that is the 2 days in Tosfos. Why, if you say bia b'mikzah shma bia, why can't we just the whole mitzvah go in? Okay, so this is where we have to stop. Ez Hashem, I'm looking at Yevamos. We'll continue tomorrow with Amar Rav Yosef. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah. Which I don't understand.
The whole price is talking about the Zohar, people are saying, it's not talking about the Zohar.